Heavy holidays are here, and that silent night garbage is out. This year, give something loud. Heavies is giving 25% off everything site-wide with the code XMAS25 at checkout. H1H headphones, the new H1E earbuds, over 70 licensed band shells all on sale. Krampus wants you to celebrate the heaviness this year. Save a lot of money for the best headphones and earbuds designed for metal and all types of heavy music. Code XMAS25 for 25% off during heavy holidays at heavies.com.
Welcome back to the Podcast That Rocks, weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
Thank you again for sticking with us as our flawlessly built-in podcast delivery goes through as planned as always. If we get 50 likes in the chat with all the Steves out there, we will play at least one round of Festival Rock or Flop. Thank you guys for so much for hitting the like button, and thanks to all the Steves for hanging out with us live. The live chat really does make things a lot better, a lot more fun. This week, we're going to need it. A couple of the stories, like, they even got me upset and then caused my wife's jaw to drop when I showed her one of them today. So it's going to be that type of week for a couple things, but we got good stuff too. 50 likes, Festival Rock or Flop. Any super chats will be read on stream as well. We already got one. Thank you, Ellie Yeats. Alex and Rowan, are you doing good? Good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Tired, but yeah.
Okay, good. You know what? That's good enough. For this week, that's good enough. I think we could just jump into it right now. Thank you guys for hanging out. Also, we got a final Accord song slaps in the chat.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Oh, guys, yeah, just songs out right now. If you listen to it, like, I hope you like it. Some of you guys have actually gotten back to me and the bandmates about loving it, and thanks for that. Seriously, check it out. It's an awesome song. We're happy about it.
There you go. See, we can be nice about things here on the Podcast That Rocks. Actually have positive, nice things to talk about with promotion of our projects and things we're doing. It's not all doom and gloom and confusion. Okay, maybe sometimes confusion. Okay, so thank you guys all for tuning in. Alex, Rowan, and myself have been following the Avenged Sevenfold news reel as it's been going on the last few days that all started with the release, surprise release, I should say, of the new song Magic, first new song since Life is But a Dream. This came out on the new Call of Duty game, Black Ops 7 Season 1 patch. Now, the song was released, and we'll go from there. First of all, I'll say this before I ask my co-host. I'm fine with video game releases. I'm fine with surprise releases. More video games that have metal and real bands in it, all for it. Fine with me. I'll save my thoughts first, so that way people don't think I'm just trying to dogpile or make everyone else seem like the bad guy. I was not a fan of the new Avenged Sevenfold song. Magic was not magic for me. It was, who would like to go first? Who would like to go first?
Can I give my initial response that I gave you two earlier?
Yes, and then Rowan, you go. Just the quick initial response, yes.
Magic was booty.
Yeah.
That pretty much summed it up for me.
God awful. God awful.
I said it to these two. As someone who defended quite a bit of Life is But a Dream, this song had a whole lot of nothing. Just really nothing. Rowan, I think you were the first to listen to the song. I had not heard it before you, I think, pretty sure. Then Alex didn't either. Rowan, your thoughts when you first heard Magic?
Honestly, I was just, first of all, I was really underwhelmed the first time around. Like, I was listening with the heavies.
Okay.
And the mix was just so off. None of the levels were balanced in any meaningful way. The vocals just feel like they were on top of everything else. And even then, the instruments were like kind of compressed. There was no bass that I could hear of. And that's with the hell blockers on. So fun fact, chat, they apparently went the And Justice for All route. Weird choice, but okay.
Johnny Christ does not deserve that, by the way, but okay.
Yeah, but like the worst part, and just like the most painful part, was just this over reliance on the auto tune for Shadow's vocals. It was so bad. It was not, it did not flow whatsoever. It just sounded off key a lot too. It was not a pleasant experience. The only times I would go back to the song was when it was like one of those things where it's like, it cannot be this bad. I had to make sure, or I'm showing like some of my friends where it's like, this is so bad. You got to listen to this. And I got like my band's reaction filmed to this song, and it's all bad.
Yeah.
Not a good thing said.
I didn't play it to see other friends' reactions, but I did the same thing. I came back just like, it could not have been what I heard. It must have been me. I didn't listen to it the right way. Like, my volume was low. I was distracted. No, I listened to it the right way. The mixing is rough. The guitars do nothing. And we'll get to the point of M Shadows right now. I truly believe they're doing the best with what he can, with what he's able to do with his voice at this point.
Yeah, we have to remember that he is dealing with a lot of vocal issues, but still, come on.
Like, if that's the best he can do without any pain or risk, and they have to mod it to the point of absurdity, I mean, that is a thick drenching of Pro Tools and auto-tune and filters and codes. It's a lot. But if that's all they could do, that's all they could do with his voice. That doesn't excuse the rest of the music to be really rough and just bleh.
It's just mixing, yeah.
Even just his vocals.
No bass.
I don't want to pick on him too much because, again, we do know he is dealing with vocal issues and, you know, he's going through a lot there, especially as a frontman, as a singer. But I will say that when you can hear it going, when you can hear the auto tune so distinctly, it's not good. Like, there, no. Yeah. No. I know you're going through some stuff, but that was not the way to do this.
Yeah. And my thing is too, just with Avenged Sevenfold, I'm still an Avenged Sevenfold fan. This has not changed that. That does not mean a song like this gets a pass. And I want to shift gears a little bit. They released it as a surprise with Call of Duty. Fine. Again, I'm fine with that. What I'm not fine with is them releasing the VR video on YouTube VR, which you can only watch as an actual video if you have the VR headset. Meaning, if you watch it, which you watch it like this, it looks like hot garbage on the old FMV video games from the 90s. This sucks.
I watched this on my phone, and that's more optimally built for this type of experience. And I looked around. I did, like, just out of curiosity. There was, like, nothing.
Yeah.
It's just the lyrics on screen, on the TV screens. And I'm, like, thinking, like, what's the point of making it VR?
Yeah.
There's nothing to this. And you could have made just, like, a decent, like, lyric video with a Call of Duty aesthetic. But by doing, like, VR, it's just awkward. No one is doing this.
Yeah.
And I'm not going, like, behind my back and consistently. You look like a jackass doing that.
Have you seen the ones, like the VR, technical VR headsets? Like, you put the phone in a slot and wear it on a mask? Because, like, that type of thing.
I don't have that. Yeah. And I don't know anyone who does.
Great point. I've never known anyone that does do that. I know they were a hot thing years ago, but it's like, I don't want to do that with my phone anywhere in public, especially. But with a video like this, when I can look at this and go, it would be better just to have a point of view camera on someone's head and just turn it on with no cuts for 5 minutes for the song, and then it'd be set. When that looks better than whatever hodgepodge of graphics this is, because again, if you have to use a piece of technology in order to enjoy it that you don't have, that sucks. Because this is not like the next video game. This is just a music video on YouTube.
And again, there's like nothing that warrants it in the video. You could have made it just a simple lyric video and you would have gotten the same experience. There's nothing added by making it VR.
We don't know. We haven't seen it in VR. That's true.
What if, you know what? What if we're all just missing something because we haven't seen it yet, but we can't because we don't have the full like $300 VR sets and we shouldn't have to.
Dude, I still had a curiosity. I still like had my phone like this and I was still going around during different parts of the song just to see if there was like something going on behind me. It's just a black void, by the way, chat. There's literally nothing.
Oh.
So it's like, again, that's what I'm saying. There's nothing about this that warrants it making a VR experience. It's just clunky. It's annoying. If you move around or sit down with your phone, it's like it's such a pain in the ass to recalibrate. Two, like if you have your phone usually like this, which usually I am like, again, it's awkward when you then bring it up to your face and then you're looking at the ceiling in the video.
Okay, Alex and Rowan, Think Tank, Steves, I want your comments in the chat too. Say we have our headset on and what we see on screen is what we see right now, that top half. What would be behind us that we could turn around and see that would actually make the video good? Because I can't think of really anything, especially with this song blasting. Right? Like, what would it be
like
that would make this
good? Teaser? Maybe if you saw, like, maybe the band's models. They did models of the band for Black Ops 2's post-credits scene. I don't know. Just something that'd be kind of like a cool little Easter egg or something. Call of Duty Black Ops Zombies, they're known for Easter eggs. And you don't have an Easter egg in this VR video for a big metal band's new single that ties into your, like, to your landmark franchise? Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I don't think anything could have made this song better for me personally. Not even a super rad video.
Yeah, and like not even our favorite artists like behind the scenes dancing to it or goofing off in the back is the Easter egg in this.
That wouldn't happen.
They wouldn't happen, but also it wouldn't make the song better. This is, again, a personal nitpick for me. I hate it when companies, bands, movies, they require you to use a specialized piece of technology or subscription or whatever to enjoy it, but you put it out publicly so it looks like crap to everyone else.
Yeah. You know? And again, there's nothing that justifies it. That's what pisses me off, really. And what pisses me off, too, is that, like, going back to Easter eggs for a sec, if you wanted to listen to this song before anyone else, you had to do an Easter egg in Black Ops 7 Zombies, which is kind of I don't know if you guys play the games, but that's kind of a bit of a staple.
I know what it is. But yeah, I know what's going on.
You got to do like all these like super obscure steps to get like true endings or some sort of like a special reward. But you had to do that if you wanted to like listen to this song in the game. And I'm just like imagining, oh my God, the poor people who had to like put in all that work, do all this like trial and error stuff just to get such hot garbage of a song. That would piss me off.
So I want to switch over now to the tour announcement, because this is a co-headline tour, not just support from Good Charlotte. This is a true co-headline Avenged Sevenfold and Good Charlotte. I do not see them as co-headliners on the same level, but maybe that's me. Maybe that's me. Alex and Rowan, do you see this as a true appropriate co-headline, even strength titling?
I think Avenged Sevenfold, I don't know, we're a little bit more in the Avenged Sevenfold side of this vein, and Good Charlotte is more, they're like this pop punk resurgence that we're kind of riding on right now. We saw that with the Warped Tour.
Okay. Yeah, resurgence is a good word for it.
Yeah, so I think I don't think it's at the same level, but I think if we take a little bit of ourselves out of it and look at it more like that, as like a resurgence, kind of. Maybe.
See, my thing is, if it is true co-headline, like so many co-headliners, they swap who headlines in what city. So they're going to have Avenged Sevenfold play before Good Charlotte on some dates. Yeah. That feels weird to me. Again, that's a me thing, but it just feels off doing it that way. And this is not a huge tour. It's end of July to end of August and not doing a ton of dates. So this feels like it's either going to have festivals intermixed with it, or it's a big fatty production, which Avenged loves to do. So I don't know. I don't hate it. I just like, it's more confusion.
No. And I agree with you. I was thinking the same thing, because we're definitely more in this like active rock side of the world, which is like Avenged Sevenfold and all of those big like headlining names. And then Good Charlotte's like, wait, what? But if you kind of look at it and frame it in like that, oh yeah, we're making that comeback with this pop punk era thing. I'm just trying to force it to work because it's causing some dissonance here.
But someone's pointing it out. A couple people in the chat are pointing it out that M Shadows did a feature on a Good Charlotte song. So, you know, there's some.
Oh, yeah, there's connection. They're friends. That's totally fine. But bands can be friends with each other, but it doesn't make it like perfect.
It doesn't mesh stylistically.
This screams rock or flop, even good or bad. This is a rock or flop tour. OK. So I don't know. I would go. I'm not against it. I'm just saying it just feels weird. And again, we don't know other support yet. I'm sure there will be a support bands for this one as well. We'll find out
what direction that support band goes in. Is it like more good Charlotte side or Avenged Sevenfold side?
Or neither. What if they go totally like third direction or something like that?
Oh, it truly is like a rock or flop-esque like show. It's just the most, it's just like three random acts that are not tied stylistically together at all.
Sure. Go for it.
Honestly, they could throw Amigo the Devil on this and I'd be like, oh, okay.
That screams DWP at that point then. Like totally just screams DWP at that point. But again, I'm not against it. I'm still a fan. I just confused by a lineup. Didn't like a single. Didn't like the choices for how a music video was rolled out. And finally, I didn't love that M Shadows put out a fake anger reaction used with AI to have a ha-ha at people while announcing tour dates. You're preemptively
too dumb to understand it or whatever.
You're preemptively making jokes about people not liking your music. That's not the best look on your part.
Honestly, last 2 years have been so underwhelming for Avenged Sevenfold. I used to be much more into them. Not really these days anymore. Someone pointed out to earlier in the chat that they did NFTs, and I'm like, oh God, I forgot about that. That's also super cringe. Honestly,
they're still available.
Oh God, if they are.
They were big into it. They had their own marketplace for it. They were big, big into it.
To my point, it's just like Avenged Sevenfold. It's just, this might sound mean here, and I might just sound like some cringy, like elitist or something, but like, I truly don't think they are what they used to be, honestly. It's just been kind of like a slow downhill slope, really. And it's just kind of sad. Like, going back to the thing about his voice, I was considering that when I was listening to the song, and especially when I was like talking about it with you guys and you brought it up. And like, really, how I see it is just, if this is like still his voice healing and then trying to make the best out of a bad situation, then I don't know. I feel like you gotta like at least like wait a little bit more, let him recover, salvage something that's at least passable. Because if this is the future of Avenged Sevenfold, I don't see a lot of people sticking with this. I honestly don't.
I can kind of agree with you on that a little bit as far as the song itself overall. Okay. Stepping back, taking M Shadow's vocals out of this equation because he's dealing with whatever he's got and we can't control that. He can't control that. This song sounded like a band who's just trying to kind of figure out what their sound is. They don't really know how to mix. They don't really know how to master quite yet. And they're like, okay, more great stuff to come. Keep in the loop.
This sounds like we'll a band in more their early big stages. Stuff coming this soon. Is Avenged Sevenfold.
Big stuff these coming
are soon. Yeah, I was going to say, if this was their second album ever, and this is what they were pushing out, I would accept it a lot easier than a band, yeah. What, 20 years now?
20 years now, all these big industry connections. Like, seriously, like, who was the mixer and the producer, honestly? Because, like, they did a horrible job.
I got it. There's no way it was AI again. I'm going to nip that joke in the butt. Just like, please don't make it the joke about AI being the mixer and production. It's like, just have ChatGPT
do it.
They make our artwork now. Someone was saying in the chat that the single artwork was also done by AI, which that screams lazy at that point, but whatever. Cause I feel like Avenged Sevenfold at that could just ask a fan on Instagram, who wants to make our next single artwork? And a bajillion people will pledge a blood oath to do it.
I'm just saying, like, to your point, it's Avenged Sevenfold. You would think they would have the money and the connections to find someone with some credibility.
They have more. They have the means to do whatever they want. That is not the question.
Yeah,
it's the choices. And
this honestly sounded like someone's first project in GarageBand.
Any other thoughts on Avenged? Because like, we'll keep you up to date. I'm convinced we're getting more. We might get an album announcement for sometime in 2026. I don't know if that announce is going to come soon, but I could see an album coming in 2026.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, with this getting unrolled.
I'm not optimistic.
Yeah. With this getting unveiled, I was like, okay, this makes sense because they were announcing the Good Charlotte co-headline tour. Maybe there's other stuff. Maybe there's a reason they had to push it so hard. And maybe there's a reason they had to push it so quickly, aside from just the tour announce. But
it's gotta be a Call of Duty game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could have waited.
Yeah. Are you guys ready for the next thing to talk about in music news? Because down under at Good Things Fest, which we made fun of, they got a lot of story and newsworthy stuff for something that I don't think many of us were expecting at all. One of the top tier bands.
Bizarre
is a good word for it. Now, for those who are not aware, I think someone in the chat, one of our longtime loyal listeners, was at Good Things Fest, which from what I understand went out really well. Despite it being way too hot, it was supposedly over 105 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeesh.
No, thank you. I'll stick to the winter. Thanks. But long story short, beach balls were bouncing around, a lot of them. Shirley Manson didn't like that because it got to the point of being distracting, and she called out the guy. Now, why would I tell you just recap that when I can have someone else who was there as a band member for Goldfinger do that? Because he talked about it on the Rizzuto show. For those who are not aware that the show I appeared on, top right of the screen right now is Moon Valjean, bass player for Goldfinger, who also performed at All Things Fest. We're going to have a listen in. So Alex and Rowan, if you're not like clicked on the live stream, like on the screen share I have up right now, click on that and you'll be able to hear him. It's worth a minute or two just to listen to this, to hear what's going on, because they talked about it as soon as he got back to the States. Well, man.
Who's coming out of, I guess that tour was Shirley Manson from Garbage going nuts on people for having the beach balls. Okay, I know you were there.
So I was there, and Shirley is good friends with Charlie and John in my band.
Did you take your beach ball you had packed?
I was on side stage for the Brisbane show, helping her husband get the beach balls off.
Here she is. We're saying she was yelling at you.
I'm God, it's your big beach ball. Ooh, I'm so scared.
I love her sass, by the way. I don't care what she's saying. She can do that anytime.
What a douchebag.
That's a clip. Somebody must be talking about that.
I can literally just be one to beg people to go over there and punch you in the face.
I'm like, nah, she's definitely talking about Moon.
It's disrespectful, and musicians have had enough, and we're fed up of not getting paid properly, and fed up of having to play for douchebags like you. You're a middle-aged man in a ridiculous hat. Oh. I literally want to ask people to punch you in the face.
You know,
listen faintly, you can hear the guy yell energy up right at the end.
Here's what I'm thinking, like, man, he's ready to go to a music show. He's going to so see happy. His favorite band, Garbage.
You know, it's
I can't wait. Garbage is coming to town.
I'm middle-aged.
I'm 45 years old. I got my concert hat.
She's I like to think it. There was a moment he like put the hat on in the mirror and he turned to his wife and he's like, be honest. Am I too old to wear this hat?
No, honey, you look great.
Thanks, babe. And then Shirley Manson's like, they're like fighting in the car on the way home. It's like, I told you I was too old to wear this hat. Shirley Manson called me over everybody.
Yeah, it went worldwide.
Oh, no.
Like worldwide thing.
Okay, here's what's crazy. Turns out, from what I know, or from what I know from there, is that guy, whoever she was like singling out.
Yeah.
Is a giant garbage.
Oh, is a huge garbage fan.
He's a pile of garbage.
No, he's man. A huge garbage fan.
He gives a full explanation of all the stuff he saw behind the scenes, good and bad, at Good Things Fest, mostly good. So we go back to the garbage discussion. I wanted him to explain what he saw and have the voice clip of Shirley going on. So we here at the Podcast That Rocks stand Garbage. We think they're great. Thoughts on beach ball mania, which is a wrestling term, by the way, because they used to, like, when wrestling shows were really bad in the 2010s, people would bring beach balls to start throwing them around when the show sucked. Okay. Thoughts on beach balls at these big festivals? Because again, it is a lot. Like the picture on screen right now, they took a good thing. It's not just one or two. It's a lot.
Alex, I'm definitely curious what you have to say, because like this is like one of your favorite bands.
Are we talking about beach balls or are we talking about the situation? Because if we're talking about beach balls, I understand they do get a little bit obnoxious sometimes. And if you get banged in the head a couple times with a beach ball, you know.
It's a beach ball. They weigh literally nothing.
It's 105 degrees, Rowan. If I just get pegged in the head with a beach ball,
if it's over 105 degrees and I just waited all day to see Garbage and she's not singing because she's mad, I'm going to get mad too.
I took myself out of the entire garbage situation just now, and I was just trying to play devil's advocate for beach balls. But like, if I got pegged in the head multiple times, I would be like, seriously, beach balls? Are you kidding me?
I guess, yeah, but that's like you as someone in the crowd. I mean, she on stage, no one in the band, I feel like, is going to be at risk of that. Like,
no, I'm not even talking about the situation at all, because that didn't happen. Oh. She didn't get hit with a ball.
No.
I was just playing. I was being silly. Yeah. Apologies. Oh, yeah. But
Sorry.
The situation itself, it's a really crappy feeling when someone you deeply admire does something you don't completely agree with. And for me, this is one of those situations, because I understand being frustrated. We're all human and we crack sometimes. Sure. We have weaknesses. We say things maybe we should not have said in the moment. We're human. That's what we do. But there's a certain point where you have to stop. stop talking.
Yeah.
And just,
yeah.
So this is a really conflicting, weird situation for me because I do, you guys know it. Everybody knows it. It's not a secret. I love Garbage. I'm a huge Shirley Manson Garbage fan. So this is one of those weird situations where it's like, yeah, I really, really admire this woman. I love everything she does and everything she says, but I will agree and admit that there were things that did not need to be said here.
Well, see, where I respect that, honestly. I like it because it shows that you're an actual fan who enjoys her music and enjoys her, but is not so much a sycophant. Will you will try to defend anything she does. There are so many like fans of artists who are like that, and they are annoying. Honestly, from the whole thing, it just seemed kind of obnoxious because, like, first of all, why did she call out the one guy? There's clearly many, many people playing around with the beach ball.
That was my thing. Fault yeah.
One guy who's and trying to like, bring him down. What did he do?
And apparently he was a Garbage fan. And I trust Moon as a source. He's not one to make stuff up like that. There's unless that one guy was like constantly blowing up each beach ball during Garbage's set and popping them out for minutes on end, which I kind of doubt. I don't know why that guy got the heat. So
I think it was just wrong place, wrong time, honestly.
And that sucks. Like, so
we all know and we've seen Shirley Manson lose it on people for good reasons.
For good, like yeah, that. For legit reasons.
This was
reasons.
Definitely not a good reason, though.
Yeah. For totally good reasons. Like, she does not hold back. She speaks her mind. And I love that about her. I think she, and obviously, we have no idea. We will never know the full story. The internet will do the internet thing and it will roll it out and it will expand on this meme. And it won't let it die. And it already hasn't. This thing's blown up.
Sure.
But, you know, okay, for me, what if it was 105 degrees? And I'm like, hey, guys, stop throwing those balls around. I'm hot. I'm cranky. I'm wearing a full leather bodysuit. Like, please stop throwing those balls around. Yeah, you're at a festival. You should probably expect the balls to be thrown around. But then you're just like, you know what? Hey, not saying that makes it okay, but man, moment of human weakness.
Sure.
Just sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I gotta be honest, I don't know if we're gonna talk about it too, but during the next show after this, like that's kind of like when the heat was on this whole situation was still going, mm-hmm. and the fans being kind of like trying to just sort of like, you know, like rub it in a little bit that what she did was kind of out of line. They brought beach balls to that show. And I remember too, she was like, she sort of apologized, but she honestly went during that whole statement. If you guys have seen it, it just sounded like she was deflecting. She didn't want to actually like take any like responsibility where she was like, yeah, I kind of messed up there. I was just I kind of
probably. Overreacted. But the thing is, too, she is a very aware person of what's going on, both in the world and just like in Garbage and public fans and stuff. That's probably been her last like 48 to 72 hours after it happened was nothing but beach ball incident. So she probably
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like when she did try to acknowledge it, it just seemed like she was deflecting. And it's just like, come on, can you just say I'm sorry? Is that so tough?
Yeah, I'm glad she did acknowledge it though. Like
that's a step. Yeah,
balls. Yeah. Like,
yep. And a week
they came out full
and we don't know. And a week from now, she might apologize too. She's
still so soon, and it's still just getting blown out of proportion.
It's just like where Goldfinger and Moon were literally other side of the world. 20 hours flight away from home, whatever it is. Same with Shirley Manson, you know? So they're home away from home, far other side of the world. Seasons are different. They have the weirdest slang and wildlife ever at that festival. You can't communicate. You're afraid to walk anywhere because there's scorpions and spiders the size of a Buick. You know, it's just Australia. I don't know if Australia is really like that.
the size of a Buick.
Have you seen photos of like Australian wildlife? Yes, that's accurate. Sorry, Ron.
Oh, yeah. There's like, what's it called? Isn't the outback just like a giant desert filled with like dangerous animals?
Yes, correct. Yeah. So we still love Garbage. We still love beach balls too. So the only thing I would say if say Alex was in the crowd and like a guy is like consistently trying to pelt her intentionally in the head with beach balls, then you could call someone.
Being a jerk.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That clearly wasn't the situation.
And that's not this.
I mean, Metallica releases their own beach balls.
Oh, so many bands do. So many bands do.
Completely inconsequential. And if we're talking like, oh yeah, being you may get bumped in the head by a beach ball. That's not so bad. That's way less bad than like getting kicked in the head by a crowd surfer.
100%.
But you know what kind of bothers me about this whole situation? I've already spoken my piece about what was said and what happened. Not okay. Okay, we've established that. But I am really kind of upset that it is being blown so far out of proportion.
It is.
That people are... It's okay. Focus on this in certain context. But it's getting blown out of proportion massively in personal areas. And people are like spamming personal stuff and sad stuff. Somebody made a comment of, you know, like person. Okay, so here's a fact. The guy who ran the Garbage Fan Club recently passed away. People are spamming the comments on that man's "he passed away" post with beach ball memes. And beach ball gifts.
I mean, like, that guy
and
had like literally nothing to do with it.
Yeah, stuff like that is really bothering me. So these people, random internet people, are just going to these personal people's pages. Oh, you're a garbage fan? Beach ball, beach ball, beach ball, beach ball. And it's getting out of control. And it's like, this...
I feel like... I'm sorry.
Too far. No, you're good. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was about to say, I feel like this is just one of the situations that maybe just reached a lot of people who are not already like aware of Garbage or Garbage fans. So for people who are both fans of Garbage and people maybe just kind of like hearing about, oh yeah, this woman just acted like a total Karen on stage. And it's just like, when you do that, it's just like, you're kind of opening yourself for the internet just to be, oh, okay, this is a Karen. Let's mess with her. Let's give her
that's exactly
time.
What's
and
happening.
She's also they're not just... the woman to mess with, by the way, but whatever.
No,
that's your funeral.
No.
So
seriously, people are coming out of the woodwork to just throw beach balls at the Karen. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. Get it.
Throw beach balls at the Karen.
The second, well, the show after this, I feel like that was more of an F you.
Yes.
That, like, that for this first show, this was like, I feel like she did overreact. I feel like this was not as big a deal as she was making out of it. I feel bad for the guy who got called out. Cause, like, from what I hear, he got actually depressed from that whole thing. And it's just like, again, there's so many other people clearly playing around the beach balls. Why call out this one guy?
He was like 6'3", so he was just a target. He was like 6'3".
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. She was targeting the first person she sees. That's not
exactly
cool.
Moment of human weakness. That was not cool. That was a mistake to be made, but people need to let it go now. Yeah, showing up at the next Good Times, Good Things show with all of those beach balls was fun. Okay. Let it stop now. Don't keep targeting all of these other random people who had nothing to do with this with these beach ball memes.
Before we move on, if someone shows up to a garbage show in 2026 with beach balls, then you're really pushing it at that point.
Yeah. So. Look, coming to the second day of this festival, like that made sense. Right. Dragging it on any further and pushing it too far as people are doing, it needs to stop.
See, if I was Garbage's PR, I would start selling Garbage beach balls like as brand on their website that say like beach ball and then like an X across it on the beach ball. Make money out of it now. That's how you apologize and call it out and make a dollar. So, all right, we've had some good discussion. Who's ready to get angry? Alex, Rowan, you ready to get angry? You ready? In our ongoing series of Gene Simmons is awful. Guess what Gene Simmons said? We should have a music cue, but it's not even worth it at this point. By the way, someone put the
GIF of the Rock queued up.
Yeah, of the Rock doing the eye roll thing. I'm just going to leave that on there because it's perfect for this. I'm going to keep everyone up to date as possible because there's quotes that I don't want to go through, and there's one quote I have to. Gene Simmons issues apology after recent Ace Frehley remarks. He's like, oh no. What remarks did he say about Ace Frehley, his friend who passed away recently? It couldn't have been that bad, could it? It turns out, let me get the right thing here. I'm just going to see my best. So Ace pretty much said that, or Gene pretty much said that Ace was his own decisions caused his death. His own decisions caused his death. Never mind that Ace had an accident falling downstairs in his studio, hit his head and passed away from that. But no, it was his own decisions, alluding that Ace's life choices and past issues caused his death. So.
Nah, dude, it's like...
Yeah, get your thoughts out.
Has there ever been a good story about Gene Simmons? No. I never hear anything nice about the
Not
guy.
Recently.
He just seems like a douche every time we talk about him. And he just never, does anything good.
You just hold on to that. You just hold on to that. Alex, any thoughts about Mr. Simmons?
Why did you say that? Why do you keep saying stupid things?
That's good. Both of you have very valid points. He made an apology. Apologizing to the family, apologizing to Ace, not what he meant. He's done that a lot, by the way. So wouldn't it be awful?
I feel like he's only apologizing because he got pushback.
Correct. Wouldn't it be awful though if he said something even worse today? Like after all this, and then he said something worse today that got pushed? Okay, if you guys are both still logged into my screen. I'm going to click the button and then read the quote as soon as it pops up. Okay. This is Gene Simmons quotes, not Luke's. Okay. Everyone, this is not my quote. I'm going to read Gene Simmons quote. Gene Simmons says radio stations treat musicians worse than slaves. He goes on. Gene Simmons has likened the refusal of radio stations to pay performance royalties to artists to slavery. Slaves get food and water. Elvis and Bing Crosby and Sinatra got nothing for their performance. He goes down the rabbit hole even worse about how musicians are getting treated worse than slaves. Thoughts?
Oh, Gene.
Anything?
Oh, you suck. Oh,
anything? See, I was right, wasn't I? It was worse. This was posted today. It's worse than the Ace Frehley thing somehow. Somehow it's worse.
I swear.
No, and thank you. I appreciate that. I'm sure Gene Simmons' agent and PR person is swearing a lot. This was the story, by the way, when I showed my wife while we were waiting, like just sitting next to each other. I showed it to her. It's her jaw dropped. This is like, we have not heard the apology yet. That should be coming tomorrow or Friday, as they always do. But yes, the full interview and breakdown, worse than slavery. Yeah. Do I need to go on? Yeah.
You know, sometimes you have to tell our elders some things are not okay to be said anymore. This isn't one of those things that you should have to say. You can't say stuff like this.
Yeah, that's fair too. And like, you can't argue it either. He should know better, considering he's technically not boomer. He's old.
He's like 80 now.
He's right? Okay. I think he is boomer.
Is that a boomer?
He is boomer. But the thing is, though, he was like a musician in the late 70s growing up with the entire struggle of radio and stuff. And he's saying this now about slavery.
No.
So
I feel like he's also saying it because when Kiss was like first getting big and really in their peak, that was back when radio was like your best.
Yeah, radio was
your
the
best
thing
case
too.
For experience.
Yeah,
radio was the best case for exposure.
100%. You know,
there was no internet. There was no social media. If radio stations were playing your song, that's what got your name out there.
And he's making the case for it now. Man. And he's making the case for it now that it's worse than slavery. So I don't know. I have a hard time seeing the comparison. Great comment in the chat. I got to pull it back. How does Paul Stanley tolerate Gene? Every day he has to be go. That's I don't know, man. He has to be going to support 40 plus years. He's still saying this stuff every day. I wake up to people asking me why. So, yeah.
Yeah.
No. See, I told you it was going to make you upset. And I was right.
Oh, Gene.
Gene Simmons is literally the most soulless, most greediest person I could think of in the music industry. And that's saying something.
And I just want to point out,
honestly, I never liked the guy.
But I just want to point out also, all these stories happened in less than a week. Less than 1 week.
Yeah.
This is more than enough of like, if these two things were isolated, especially the second one happened to a newer artist, done. You're never having a career. Done. Gene Simmons has Kiss fans that'll totally defend this. Yeah, that's just Gene. You know how he gets.
That's a sycophant.
Well, and he's got enough money, it wouldn't even matter.
No.
Like, he's got so much money, he doesn't care. He's never cared, but now he's like...
So why say anything? Why just be like, I got enough money and, like, power to live off, to, like, die. What if I just keep my mouth shut? I don't have anything else to prove. I'm just gonna coast.
Just likes to open his mouth.
Quote. When they find out we're not quote, when they find out we're not treating our stars right, in other words, then slaves get food and water. Because they're not stars aren't getting treated right. Yeah. They also weren't allowed to perform unless they were being forced to. For like a live audience. Yeah. So that was that. Someone will ask, and it's a serious thing. Like, why do you keep talking about this? Why do you want to like share this out? Bad behavior like this needs to be pointed out when it's that big of a name pulling this crap. It has to be called out.
Call it out.
Yeah. Gene Simmons is still able to learn, even if he doesn't want to. And the point is, though, that other people need to know what's going on about musicians being treated worse than slaves because they're not paid enough from radio royalties. Okay. So, all right. So, who's going to that Kiss Stuck at Sea hotel package now in Vegas? Everyone? While getting tickets?
You got to think this is going to like hurt the prices, right? Demand is going to go down. I'm hoping. A man can help.
I don't think it will.
I don't think it will either.
I don't think it will.
Nope.
Landlocked Kiss Cruise will do great.
I just hate the idea of that too. Landlocked Kiss. It's if you pay for the VIP ticket experience, you get a 30-minute seminar from Kiss and Gene Simmons. Can't wait to see what he says for 30 minutes uninterrupted on a live mic. And it's just the most nightmarish things.
I would love to think that like it is the Kiss Cruise, but they just have the boat in the middle of the desert. It's just scuttled.
And that'd be more creative than what they're doing. It's just in a hotel. Funny. Yeah, that'd be funny, but no, it's just a hotel. They're calling it Chris Landlocked at Sea and a nice hotel in Vegas. That's all.
Yeah.
It's like the Enchantment Under the Sea dance at Back to the Future. They just decorate the gym like it's underwater. And we're underwater. That's what Kiss is doing, but charging a lot more money. A lot. That's really what they're doing. I take back to the future. I take Michael J. Fox shredding on that guitar all day over that one. Absolutely.
I would much rather see Michael J. Fox live than Gene Simmons.
Yeah, yeah. F's, come on now. So
probably doesn't matter if you can't play guitar.
Speaking of playing live, we know someone who's staying up late to watch a live performance, and that's one Alex watching the Pretty Reckless perform tomorrow night on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Ooh.
Featuring all 10 of Taylor Momsen's abs. I didn't know you could have 10 abs show at the same time. Taylor Momsen's proved it.
Yep.
Hats off.
Super excited.
Hats off to Jimmy Kimmel. Don't know what song yet, but since there's a little Christmas tree by under Fearless Records post and it's the Christmas season, do you think they'd pull out Where Are You Christmas, the rock version, the updated, and do it live? I do.
Hope so. I hate Christmas music, and I've said this before. I will say it one more time. I hate Christmas music, but the cover they did of Where Are You Christmas is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't think it would happen.
Yep. Well, you might hear it live. She may not be able to show her abs off because it's December. Well, LA.
Inside,
inside too, right?
Well, they play the outdoor stuff too. I don't know if they'll do indoor or outdoor.
Yeah.
Oh, if it's indoor, yeah, she's having the abs out.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Either way, it'll be great.
I would.
And also for those who like are other time zones, can't watch it live, they'll post it on YouTube the next day. They do a good job about that with Jimmy Kimmel. I have high hopes for this one. See, something positive. We do talk about positive stuff. I promise. All right. I think that's the most of the majority of stories. I want to talk about some more positive stuff. We'll get to our upcoming albums and tours and stuff in a minute. Last week, we talked about some of our favorite albums of 2025. I'm just going to leave the picture of the Pretty Reckless up here to keep Alex happy. We're going to talk about three more of our favorite albums of 2025 this week. Last time, we had a good discussion about it. So we'll go talk around the back. We have three separate ones. Rowan, you were the first one to submit one to our group chat. Would you like to talk about one of your favorite albums of 2025?
So I think we can all agree, chat, that this year has not just been a great year for metal as a whole, but a great year for deathcore. Like so many great deathcore albums have dropped this year. And honestly, amongst all of them, this is probably my favorite. It is To Rid Myself of Truth, the new Signs of the Swarm album. I know it's probably not everyone's first choice, but honestly, I love the breakdowns. I love the instruments. It's just so heavy. I love it. It just gets me amped up. And that's really all I ask when it comes to deathcore, really. Just something that just gets me like pumped up and just want like, I'm ready to go to battle. I'm ready to just like storm the front lines of an axe or something like that. Stuff like that. It's just a great album. Favorite tracks, by the way, Chariot, Hell Must Fear Me, and Natural Selection. Also the Will Ramos like song, Cloud of Retinas. Great track, seriously.
Mm-hmm. Then we go over to Alex, what was one of your favorite albums of 2025?
And it came in later in the year, so I'm surprised it made it into my top three, but hands down, 0 Point Genesis by the Pretty Wild.
Very fun one. I heard it too.
It's a great album.
Yeah. Any recommendations for people who are unfamiliar?
The whole album is really good. Front to back. Okay. If you're a fan of Spirit Box or maybe even Poppy or Vana or any of like the really strong female fronted metal coming out of Sumerian Records right now, I differentiate that just because they're really putting out a lot right now. Pretty Wild would be right up your alley. They're super good. They are two sisters from Las Vegas, and this is like they're like, hey, this is who we are.
This is their full and debut.
Yeah. It's their full debut album, and it's really showing off what they can do, everything they've done prior. And it's electronic. It's heavy. It's got some, you know, fun little effects in there. It's got a little bit of rap in there. It's super fun. Definitely check it out. If you want to start somewhere, I prefer Living Dead. That is my favorite track off of the album.
Okay. Very good. And I'm going to go over something that my patrons know about because I talked about it on Patreon months ago. It'll be a bit of a surprise for some people. One of my favorite albums of the year, and I never would have thought it until I heard it in full. The Callous Dow Boys, I Don't Want to See You in Heaven. Take metalcore, put it in a blender, empty that blender out, add more effects and electronic stuff, but also way more talent. Put that back in the blender, blend it again, and you have this insanity that features songs that feel like an entire chorus, just a 3-minute chorus. You have a framing structure of like a future museum playing this album, which is a really cool idea for a framing structure. You have a vocalist who goes volume 11 at moments. You have so much great percussion tracks. You have so many other cool elements, and you have songs that are totally bonkers. This is not a cut and dry radio rock album. If you're looking for that, this is not it. If you're looking for something wildly different and brimming with creativity and no structure in that format, I might suggest Idiot Temptation Force. That's the name of the song, Idiot Temptation Force. Some of the song tracks are also wild. This is something different in the best of ways. That's how I can describe the Callous Dow Boys, I Don't Want to See You in Heaven. My opinion, their best album. And I've heard several like EPs and stuff from them too. This is how you step out and make yourself up to the next level.
Oh, so, yeah.
One more thing. Now that we got this positivity out of the way, those were three of our favorite albums. We'll have three more next week in our final podcast of the year for our best and worst of 2025, which will be a lot of fun. What's not fun is what I sent today. Now, Rowan, I don't think you know about this. I wanted a live reaction from you. Alex is the one that sent it to me, and I'm not happy about it because it affects me personally. My wife is also aware of this as well. And she came out, was not happy. I had a friend personally that saw this as well without even me engaging, and he reacted. So we have dad jokes here at the Podcast That Rocked, and many people that follow me know I've been having bands do dad jokes at festivals for years, including at Warped Tour, when I had Bowling for Soup and Dan Povenmire do their own dad jokes. And I had editing. I got in contact because the people from Phineas and Ferb wanted me to do it with them and like promote and stuff. Bowling for Soup collaborated with it and shared it out. The people from Phineas and Ferb and Dan Povenmire, they all liked it, blah, blah, blah. The people at Warped Tour knew I was doing it. It was a blast. It didn't take long. It was fun. Why am I bringing this all up? Well, Alex sent me this Warped Tour Instagram reel that got posted today. Honey Revenge dad jokes from Vans Warped Tour. And it's just them telling dad jokes backstage at Warped Tour. And they're posting it.
I can't hear it.
I have it on mute. Sorry. Don't worry about it. They're just telling dad jokes, but this is it. It's just with two camera angles and they're telling dad jokes. And first of all, this is way later than Warped Tour happened back in October or November, excuse me, over a month later. I can't help but feel like they might have gotten this idea from me. Maybe. Because
we're banning dad jokes now.
I was like, it's kind of hard to argue they didn't know because I was there at Warped Tour DC less than 6 months ago doing it backstage in the same way with a band that was shared out and tagged Warped Tour on it. It's like, oh, well, they have better production value. They have two cameras. That doesn't make a better production value. So, yeah.
Revenge was like eavesdropping. Oh my God.
They were there, but they wouldn't have known they weren't back there then. I don't know. I don't love it. And I think I said this to Alex and my friend Trevor. Trevor, if you're listening, thank you for stepping up. I did see the comment. My wife made a comment very politely saying, make sure you credit RockNet for the idea. It was her idea to post this too. He's been doing dad jokes with bands for a while, being very polite. I would also like to say, of all the things you're going to copy, this? Okay.
I mean, they're copying your, well, they're copying the Rocked or Flop we do too.
Apparently. Avenged Sevenfold did this past week. God.
I saw this and I was like, what? Yeah. Because we know that the media crew was there watching you do them dad jokes. Don't that work
Chad,
for?
Does anyone know a good lawyer we can get in contact with?
Riot Fest, we did six of these, seven total. We only aired six because the seven one wasn't much, but the six bands that we talked to loved it and we had good engagement with another festival. There's crossover. I don't know.
See, my thing is that you were at Warped Tour DC doing this media
and working with Warped Tour DC media people, like actual like the staff there that knew what I was doing.
Why it bothered me.
I don't know. And someone's going to argue, you didn't make up dad jokes. It's not your idea, copyrighted. No, but if I'm doing dad jokes with bands for years and doing it backstage, including at your events, I don't take this on Honey Revenge either. I got a feeling this was not on them. So I try to defend Warped Tour over the past year, like the steps they're trying to make to improve, but now it feels like we'll get that guy for calling us out. Okay, that's enough of me doing this. I'm sorry everyone that I had to derail like that, but I felt it important to call things out, you know.
No, we gotta find some way to take this to court. We can't let them get away with this.
Yeah,
good proof. The internet is forever.
Yeah. And I just feel like
save the videos. Someone save the video real quick.
Well, like I'm going to make the whole year cut of all the dad jokes we've done on this podcast alone.
Yeah, but look at all the dad jokes you've done at festivals with bands in how many years? Internet is forever. We've got proof.
It's true. It's on my page right now. I can show you months ago, just even with this one. That's still up there. That's tagged with Warped Tour.
Okay, real quick. Someone said, I know a beast of a lawyer, the guy who defended Tobias from Ghost when his bandmates sued. If you want to go nuclear.
If I could afford him, absolutely. But
he doesn't charge unless he could be like one of those lawyers that doesn't charge you unless they win.
Ooh, yeah, that could be true. And he probably would be the guy to be like, I'll go after Warped Tour. You got it.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to go after Warped Tour. That's the thing. I don't want to go after Warped Tour. I want them to do better and build on what they had this year.
Yeah.
You got to pick your battles, man. And I think this is one we're fighting for.
Well, how about we wait and see what the lineup's like next year? And then.
Oh, that is a good way to
gauge it. Yeah.
If they tailor perfectly to everything we hate, like they watched our Rocker Flops, it's like, okay, they reacted poorly to Buck Cherry. All right, who else? They're like 30 Seconds to Mars. Okay, we'll get them. It's like, okay, now it's personal. Now you're tailoring it opposite of us. All right. There were roughly 500 tours that got announced this past week, so I'm going to give the next half hour to Alex, who's going to go over some of the tours that came out this past week. Alex, whenever
you're
ready.
All right, you guys ready?
Whenever
the next half hour.
Whenever you're ready. You got a bit.
Oh, I know. I don't think I have all of them, but I'm like, okay, it's already paid.
I was going to say, I sent you some, and that's definitely not all of them. So
yeah, so I know you have a bunch of them, but okay. So Rodrigo y Gabriela, these two are super fun. They are celebrating their self-titled album, which came out in 2006. It was their debut. So they just announced a U.S. tour to celebrate this debut album. Rodrigo y Gabriela, super fun. Catch it if it comes anywhere near you. This one I'm really excited about. Bloodywood, U.S. tour with The Pretty Wild, Ladrones, and Anchor.
Not coming near me. That sucks. But okay, go ahead.
Sorry about your bad luck.
I know.
Bill Murray. Bill Murray announced the Kinda Hard U.S. tour. And the support on this one is really fun. I think this is the one with Butcher Babies, but I did not have the right graphic. Okay, so Butcher Babies and Bill Murray, that's going to be a fun one
as
well.
That's a wild pairing as well, but I can at least see it working.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. Yeah. I think they'll have fun for sure.
It's a fun,
Bill Murray's just chaotic.
Yeah.
Filter along with Finger 11 and Local H. Clutch along with, Filter is in the U.S. with Finger 11 and Local H. Clutch, U.S. tour with Corrosion of Conformity. Cradle of Filth just announced a U.S. tour with Suffocation.
So long as the band still exists after all the lawsuits coming up.
I know, huh? Danny will still try and find a way to do it, though.
He will.
Slaughter to Prevail just announced a North American tour with Whitechapel and Attila.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so going to that.
That's
going to
be.
I don't care for Attila. The other two acts are going to be awesome, though.
Whether you like the bands or not, everyone, I love Whitechapel. That tour will do well, and those poor venue cleanup crews are going to be miserable.
Yeah, that one's going to be a big one. Amon Amarth and Death Clock. That is a great co-headline tour.
That's so good. That's so good.
They're coming to Brooklyn.
That's going to be fantastic. And then we also talked about Avenged Sevenfold and Good Charlotte. Godsmack announced a couple of European shows with Nothing More and Thunder Mother, which is kind of interesting because I thought Godsmack was chilling.
Godsmack and Nothing More together, boy. The backstage discussions are going to be real rough, but Godsmack's a legacy band now, so whatever.
Vana is also hitting the road. Vana was my song of the week a couple weeks ago with her brand new single, Pray. That should be a really good tour. That'll be really fun to catch Vana. And then Bad Omens are going to stream their Amsterdam show live online.
Fun.
That'll be cool too. And The Warning is also doing a live stream on Veeps.
Yes.
Which both of those shows I think will be really cool to see streamed live.
Okay. Everyone got that? That was roughly 10 or 11 tours, and we did not get them all. So,
nope.
Yep. So, you know what? Hopefully that's enough. And there has to be something to come into your area unless you're in northern Alaska or something. Sorry about that. Hope the winter's not too harsh. Rowan, as we get closer to the new year, less and fewer albums come out. Is there anything coming out on December 12th?
Really, the only one of note is Volumes has a new album out. They're a metalcore band that I used to be more into when I was younger. What was the name of it again? Hang on.
Volumes was good. I know this has been a work in process for a while, though, for that band.
Mirror Touch. Yeah. Besides that, we got a crap ton of re-releases from a lot of different bands.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, like, that's not really all that exciting.
It's not, but it's a good time for that. Like, end of year, get the re-releases. That's still, I get it, though.
Yeah.
So, one thing, it's my turn for Song of the Week. I'm going to go over here. That just got released today. Gore, who are Metalcore Plus, way heavier. This woman screams and sings total opera symphony style, but also screams bloody murder when she wants to. Heavy riffs and breakdowns. Plus, they made a Game of Thrones medieval style music video. The cool thing is that this music video this one ends really well, unlike Game of Thrones, which ends and it's really sucked, apparently, as everyone said. So, Gore, off their latest EP. My wife did, and I was there. We were at Sonic Temple 2019 because she watched all the way through and she's read a couple of the books too. The anger on my wife's face as my friends and I sat around watching her angry, like shivering with anger. And we found out yesterday everyone had that reaction. Oh, it was intense.
They butchered basically every character arc.
Yeah. So, yeah. My wife's reaction was on point, we found out. But seeing it live is like, oh, no. So, that being said, again, Gore's new EP is out now. This is off that one. The song is called Wrath. I really enjoy it. We have one super chat. Thank you so much. Keep hitting the like button. It does help a ton. From Ellie Yeet. He was the one at Good Things Fest. Witnessed the garbage beach ball rant live myself. All I can say is I'm lucky I didn't bring one. Huge bummer that it was the rant that went viral because the rest of the performance was great. Yeah, I didn't hear anyone complaining about the rest of the performance, so that's good too. So, yeah, that sounds about right. I do, again, go ahead.
I watched the entire performance, mm-hmm. and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like it was, yeah, it was blown out of proportion, and, I mean, beach balls, dang it.
Yeah, of all the things,
had a point, but it's gone.
My thing is more of all the things to stop the show over. And she's had to stop the show for some crap. We brought that up before too. I feel like this is not the one to really draw the sword over. So I don't know. That's just me. Anything else before we start building a festival?
No,
I don't think so either.
Good.
Okay. Let's get to it. Every week when we build festivals, it's because someone paid a super chat or we hit enough likes. I think we just hit 50, if someone could refresh right now to make sure. So we have two festivals to build. One is our 50 goal, and others will be Yeet Fest from our super chatter who donated over $10 just to get that. Last week was interesting, but mostly okay. They were interesting. They're exactly what Rock or Flop is supposed to be. Random, middle-of-nowhere festivals put on by a cheap radio station trying to get whatever bands they can. Over 200 photos in one folder of random bands and qualifiers. I hope we get something good. We'll do our festival first, then Yeet Fest second. We'll name our festival after we figure out what bands are there. You guys ready?
Let's do it.
All right, give us something good. Band number one, Vended.
Yes.
I'm fine with that. There we
good
go.
Start.
That's a good start. Number two, Primus. Wild and weird, but you know what? I'm kind of digging the vibe of it so far. Number three, Architects we had last week. I do remember that. So we're going to skip it. Number three, Powerwolf. My wife is going. I'm going too. That's great. Powerwolf and Primus. That's going to be the weirdest crowd, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And number four. Oh,
God.
I do not like Powerwolf and Primus having to play before Kiss, but Kiss.
It hurt us talking about Gene.
Yeah, sure did. That is Gene on camera right now. Oh. Yep.
There's one bass note solo. Oh, God.
And it's the open note. He's just holding it. I love Powerwolf. Vended's a blast. Primus is fun.
I'm not going to be able to make it.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? Screw it. I'm not gonna mince words. Out of principle.
As much as I want you guys to experience Powerwolf, as much as I do, I do not fault you for pretending to be sick and not answering my phone calls. I get it. My wife is mad in the chat, by the way. Like I think my wife is beside herself in chat right now.
Is it a possibility that we could just like keep that Architects like voice?
Aww. I'll leave before Kiss. Oh, my wife says I would go and just yell boo the entire Kiss set. Well, chat, I'll let you decide for me. Am I going or not? Because I'm seeing more I'll leave before Kiss. No. Yes, but leave before Kiss. I'll leave before Kiss. Staying for one or two from Kiss and then out. Can I throw beach balls and Kiss? Yes. yes, you have permission. Someone else said, bring as many beast balls as you want. Okay. And for Kiss, yeah, you go right ahead.
Gene, this time, right. Actually, aim for Gene.
Yeah, write Kiss. Yeah, write Gene on the beach ball and throw it at him. That's fine. I don't care.
I want to see what kind of rant Gene Simmons goes on about beach balls.
Oh, I invented the beach ball back in the 1840s, and you're using it all inappropriate. That's the type of crap he would say.
It's on the cover of Destroyer.
No, it's not going to be like that. No, it's not going to be that. It's going to be like, guys, if you want to use beach balls, we're only going to allow Kiss-themed beach balls that are signed off by us to be used in this show.
Oh, I'm sure there's
It's going to be like those. The Kiss-themed beach balls.
It's black and white with like his face on it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, good question. Is it 2025 Kiss or 1976 Kiss? It's 2025 Kiss. I changed my answer to yes. Okay. If people are going just to troll, fine. I'll give it to them.
See, I don't even want to go in general because even if I don't see Kiss, if I pay for it to go to the venue, then I'm still giving him my money and I don't want to do that.
Oh, this is a radio station festival. We're helping the local community in Wichita, Kansas. So it is a little bit different.
Oh, we can give tickets away.
Yes.
We can give beach balls away.
Yeah. And also, if we give tickets away, that's going to make Gene Simmons even madder. So I'm fine with that. All right. Powerwolf, I'm coming for you guys and I'm making sacrifices. Yeet Fest is up next. Yeet Fest, I'm glad we did not get Kiss for you. Here we go. Band number one. Oh, what were we going to name our festival? I don't even know.
Magic Fest?
Magic Fest. There you go.
It kind of sucks. Yeah.
Magic Fest. Balls. Yeah. Magic Balls?
Okay. It's all over the place and it kind of sucks.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeet Fest, band number one. Bowling for Soup just showed him. You know, that's a fun way to start it. That's fine. Number two, the crowd demands to replace any one of the bands with the next band. Okay. For Yeet Fest, we're going to go through this, and if there's a band we want to replace, we have to replace one band of the four, and then we'll go to the next, okay? So if we get a crap one, we can replace that one. You hear what I'm going for?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three more to choose. Bowling for Soup, Filter. We talked about them also with our upcoming tour. That's fine. Number three, Stained. I know who we're replacing. Oh, man, we lucked out with that. We
easy
lucked
choice.
Out.
Easy choice.
And number so four, far. Megadeth. I would take Megadeth over Stained. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. All right. I was preparing for Puddle of Mud, and I'm like, which one do we choose?
I know. Which one?
Oh, God. We got to choose between which one which is like two of the lesser evils.
I know. But we lucked out. So Megadeth, Filter, Bowling for Soup. This is what you get, E-Fest. Number four, Architects again. No, we have to be fair. Number four, Band-Maid. Fine. Okay. Fine. Megadeth, Filter, Band-Maid, Bowling for Soup. It's fine. That is a perfect radio station festival. I'm going. That's fine.
Band-Maid's sick. Do you guys listen to them?
Oh, yeah. They're fun.
Yeah.
They did something with Garbage one time.
Oh, there you go.
They did a song for an anime I watched this year called Zen Shu. It's called Zen. It's awesome.
Very cool. They were fun live, and they had played like 12 hours before that festival show I showed at the point. So they're troopers. That's good. That's a good way to put it. Eat Fest, you got something. That's an honestly good show. And this is Megadeth's farewell tour. So there you go. They're coming your way with Filter and not Stain. Ugh. Megadeth and Stain on the same show. That also would have been some weird discussion backstage. Ugh. Don't love that. Thank you all so much for hanging out with us as we talk about the news and all the other events. And we do. And I just want to reiterate as we close up and I stop sharing and make sure everything's wrapping up appropriately. I reiterate from the very beginning, I am an Avenged Sevenfold fan. I do not love what I'm hearing and the direction they're going. And the latter makes me worried a little bit more. Lots of modding, AI use, special features, weird tour. I agree. Yeah. My puppy just started barking at me. Alex,
he's upset.
Alex, any thoughts before we wrap things up?
Nope.
Rowan, how about you?
Again, chat, my band's debut single just dropped yesterday. The link to our page is posted just now. If you guys like what we do here, I ask you, please go check it out. And, you know, let us know as well. Like, you'll be able to, like, on my channel, actually, you'll be able to find links to all our Instagrams as well, all our band members. So, you know, if you want to check it out, give us your guys' thoughts. And I can tell you right now, it's way the hell better than Magic. So, yeah, we got that going for us. We were better than Avenged Sevenfold.
Well, there you go. Very nice. Thank you guys so much. Again, chat, get prepared. Steve's, thank you for listening live and hitting the like button. Prepare whatever you're about to throw. Make sure it's good. Alex, will you give us a better dad joke on the True Dad Joke channel and podcast, the podcast that rocked? What's your dad joke
original.
Of the week? The original.
The original
yes.
dad joke channel.
Your dad joke content. Yeah, this is your dad joke content. Okay, let's go. Yes. Let's get that right.
Okay. Why doesn't the sun need to go to college?
S-U-N?
The sun, as in?
The sun? S-U-N?
You just have to listen.
Okay.
Because it already has millions of degrees. Yes, the sun, S-U-N.
Yep.
Thank you. Yep.
Yeah. Someone else added another line. It was too bright.
That's actually pretty good. I'll write that one down.
We're adding more one liner. We're adding more punchlines to the same dad joke. Not a bad way. Not bad. Oof, not sure about that one. Face on. Palmed suns, they're throwing actual stars at you now. More suns. Boo the Christmas tree up. Someone joke was better. Goodness,
that one was so good. I can't use it again though.
No, that's true. You've done a good job about not reusing material. Balls in the chat. Beach balls. Yes. Goodness. Goodness.
I cringed so hard I threw out my shoulder. What did you do?
That is a win.
That I don't know. That's pretty impressive. And that's like something you put on LinkedIn. I told the joke so good. I made some guy throw out his shoulder. I don't know.
Too bad.
Yeah.
You'll need a chiropractor.
I take that as a trophy. Yeah, that's a big accomplishment. Absolutely. Soccer balls. I cringe so hard. Is there a beach ball emoji? I'm surprised no one's throwing that. Maybe there is not one. I don't know. But if you're causing physical injury because of your dad jokes, that is a win. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning into the podcast that rocks. We will be back next week for our best and worst of 2025, a more freeform recap of the year of shenanigans that was 2025. The highs, the lows, and everything else. Thank you all so much. Someone's throwing crystal balls. The vibe I was getting too. Is that it? Ouch.
Like grapes with their shining.
The shiny grapes.
Shiny grapes.
Is that like a vine grapes below it?
I just rinsed them off. That's it. Threw them at you. Basketball. All the sports balls, soccer balls. Yeah, I guess there's not a beach ball. Interesting. That's the thing YouTube pushes out next. Thank you, everyone.
It's a crystal ball. That's a
What?
I had to zoom in.
It's a witch's hand. It's green with red fingernails. Goodness, I would not have gotten that. Thank
that
you.
Does not look like a hand whatsoever.
No, not at all. You have to look real close to get that it's a hand, but it is. It is a hand. I agree. Thank you, everyone. Steves, you've all been great. Most of you have had good jokes. Glad one of you is going to the ER because you laugh so hard at Alex's joke.
You're welcome.
He's still laughing at the ER.